Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your May forecast. And May is going to be quite an incredible month. Yes, marvelous, magnificent May is here. And I can't believe it's May already either. Can you? Anyway, so we are in this wonderful month when the sun is in Taurus until the 20th. Now, Taurus is ruled by Venus, the sign of love, beauty, harmony, and Taurus is a sign that governs all that you value. It also governs your throat chakra. So this is a wonderful time to express your love for all things, for everything in your life, to express your gratitude. And Taurus is a sign that really connects you with nature and Earth's bounty and life's sensual pleasure. So this is a month very much about love. Now, Taurus is an Earth sign. Its element is fixed Earth. So after that aggression and excitement and enthusiasm of Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac, Taurus comes along and grounds everything. Fixed Earth is the slowest, most stable sign, Taurus being the most stable sign in the zodiac. This is all about grounding your foundations, grounding your energy. This is about stability. So that's why Taurus is known for perhaps being a little bit stubborn or resistant to change. It's not about not wanting to change. It's really about having that reliability, that stability. So that's why it's more slow moving, and it's also more sensual because, again, this is governed by Venus. So this energy very much reminds you to take your time, to be present, to enjoy all the beauty and the blessings around you. Now, because 2018 is an 11 universal year, there's always going to be a bit of a twist with things. There's always going to be a little bit of opposition or divergent energy that mixes things up a bit. Because 11, we're in this 11 universal year. 11 is a master number, and this is about two polarities and finding that center between extremes. So this isn't your typical Taurus season. Of course, not nothing in this year is going to be typical because of this master number year. So there's a bit more excitement. So it's not this slow, steady energy that Taurus brings all the time. There's a bit more drama, maybe a bit more excitement, a bit more about expecting the unexpected. Because May 2018 is a 16 universal month. Now, 16 is all about discovering your truth, really discovering what's right for you, but it can be a little bit exciting. Let's take a look at the tarot so you see what I mean. So the 16th card in the tarot is the Tower. Now the Tower card looks a bit scarier than it actually is. The traditional tarot wasn't afraid of showing the shadow cards with that sense of maybe looking more scary than it actually is, because we're afraid of our shadow, we're afraid of some things that are inside of us. And so the 16 energy can bring a lot of change. And change, especially when we're in the energy of Taurus, can be a little bit scary. Yet it's really, really wonderful, welcome change. So Taurus governs everything we value. And it also is associated with real estate and our home and our structure and luxury. So this 16 energy comes along and shakes everything up. If you look at this card, you'll see there's a lightning bolt at the crown, and the crown is blown off. So this is like sudden awareness that comes through your crown chakra. This is like divine revelation, divine inspiration. Yet you may not always be ready for it. This Tower card is associated with the planet Uranus, which is all about revolutionary change and sometimes things that are shocking truths that come to light. So the 16 energy in numerology is associated that with truth that you must recognize. And so if you've been avoiding your truth, if you've been avoiding seeing things or looking at aspects of yourself or your life honestly, and you've been betraying your intuition, then what happens when the 16 energy comes along, it's like shaking things up. And so everything that you've kept contained and hidden and tucked away and blocked and really restricted in your tower that you've built around yourself and these walls that you've built around yourself, there are these revelations from above that like blow the lid off of that and say, hey, you're gonna look at this now. You're gonna see life for what it really is, and you're gonna face your personal truth. And all your limitations are gonna be like blasted wide open. So this is liberating energy. This is exciting energy. And this is also the energy that helps you become an individual. It helps you express your true nature. And that, again, is very frightening for people, to be an individual, to show the world who you really are, because ultimately we want to fit in and be liked. And the two can feel contrary. Yet I've said this before, the more you accept who you really are, the more you will be loved and accepted for who you really are, and the more opportunities you will have, because you were born into this world to express your unique gifts. Now, 16 is associated with that planet Uranus, and the day of our new moon this month, our new moon is in Taurus on May 15th, and that is the very day that Uranus, the sign of revolutionary change and truth and individuality, that planet, which changes signs once every 7 years or so, is changing signs that day, on the day of our new moon in Taurus, and it's moving into the sign of Taurus. So there's going to be all the energy that's associated with Taurus, what you love, what you feel stable with, what you feel comfortable with. It's going to be shaken up with the planet Uranus for the next 7.5 years. So you're going to have some shifts in your consciousness that will help liberate you to be who you really are, to change your value system, what you value, to be more in alignment with your soul's purpose, to be more in alignment with how you can have more freedom, to how you can really live your truth and express your soul's purpose. This affects your money, your finances, your career, your home, everyone and everything that you love and value. It doesn't mean that weird, awful things are going to happen. It means that you can have more freedom. So what this can bring is the energy of more freedom about your lifestyle. Freedom to do the things that you love, to have more luxury, to invest in things that make you happy. So this is liberating energy, it's exciting energy, yet it means that you are going to have to make some changes. So that May 15th of that new moon in Taurus, the day that Uranus changes signs, that's probably the day that initiates more change than any other day this year, because new moons are always about new beginnings. So the more that you actively change in your life, the more that you are honest with yourself, the more that you express your uniqueness and your individuality, and the more you allow yourself the freedom of change and the freedom to do what you love, which is what Venus, which is Taurus's ruler, the more that you allow yourself the freedom to do what you love, the more these changes will be exciting, wonderful opportunities for you. And the way the universe always works, if there's a change that's meant to happen and you are avoiding it, well, change will happen to you regardless, especially now with this energy. So you have to remember that if something happens, if there's a dramatic shift in something, it's a little bit scary. Look at this as an incredible opportunity that the universe is blasting open those walls of restriction that you've created around yourself, opening up your crown so that you can see things in a new light and really liberating you. Amazing energy. So I have 3 steps for you to navigate this incredibly dynamic energy. And the first thing is to take time to yourself every day. Now, especially when we have the 16 energy present, or the 7 energy, because 16 reduces to present, always is a reminder for you to take time, because you are getting massive downloads of intuitive insights And if you're not processing that, if you're not allowing yourself to sift through your emotions, to really take time to ask yourself, what am I feeling? What does this really mean? Was that a clue for me? What were these synchronicities about? If you're not taking that time to yourself, you're going to be confused or maybe anxious and have an overload and second guess yourself. So you really need that time to process every day. And 7 is associated with the ocean. So oftentimes it's about taking retreats near water or the ocean, or taking time near water, or even taking a salt bath. Salt baths are really wonderful to cleanse your energy and help you tune in and recharge as well. But you don't need to do that so long as you are taking time to yourself every single day to process your emotions. Now, the second step is to tune into what you truly desire. This 16 energy really radically teaches you to be honest with yourself. So if you've been hiding from yourself or avoiding any of these insights or revelations about how you truly feel about someone, something, or anything in your life, especially those bigger things about what you value, if you're not being honest with yourself, then the universe is going to give you those lightning bolts to make you wake up to the truth. So it's best that you are honest with yourself every day and honest with those around you, and taking action based on how you really feel. Otherwise, the universe is going to keep shaking things up for you until you make these changes. So be very deliberate with making changes that reflect how you really feel, what you truly desire, and what's really in your heart. Be very honest with yourself, because I know it's sometimes we see things about people or circumstances that we're like, oh no, this means I'm gonna have to say something, or it means I'm gonna have to make a change. Well, guess what? If you don't do it, the universe is gonna do it for you. So please do this yourself actively, okay? Because the truth will set you free. Now, the third thing, and this is so joyous, your third action step is to imagine the possibilities. Now, how often do you not even let yourself imagine the kind of life you really want? Because you don't want to disappoint yourself if you don't get it. You don't even let yourself think about what you really, really, really want because you think it's unrealistic. The only reason it's unrealistic is that you haven't allowed yourself to receive it. And the more you imagine something, the more you can create it. Thoughts are things. And every time you imagine something, first of all, it tells your body and your subconscious that this is a reality, because you don't know the difference between memory, imagination, and reality. So as you're imagining it, it's real for you. And also that energy gets pulsed out into the universe, and thoughts are things. So you're starting to manifest that in the etheric realms. So as you allow yourself to imagine what you really want, expand what you really believe is possible, you will begin to manifest that, and that will become your reality. So you want to practice expanding what you believe is possible. Imagine things beyond your wildest dreams. Keep expanding what you want to believe is possible, and it will become probable, and then it can become reality. You are a powerful being. You are a co-creator of the divine. You can do this. You would not be given a desire if the universe didn't want you to create it. And you're going to have all the help that you can possibly imagine and beyond if you allow yourself to do it. Because the universe wants you to have what you truly desire. And I know that if you follow these three steps, you can have an absolutely extraordinary month that's going to set you up to have an incredible, amazing rest of your life. So please make these changes. Believe in yourself. You are a magnificent being, and you have so much possibility, infinite possibility. Allow that to be for you. So I love you. I am wishing you a magnificent May and beyond. And if you've enjoyed this video, share it with your friends. I know they will appreciate you for it. And in the meantime, I send you so much love. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.